thank the Lord for his wonderful, wonderful spirit that we feel. And what's the difference between you being here and you being home? I'm not saying you're watching us through YouTube, but just the person that doesn't come to a place like this. You know, that we come here and we rejoice and we feel the presence of God. God is everywhere, but when we get together, it just all the forces come together. You know, and that's so beautiful, and I commend you for being here. And I commend you for making that effort to come together and worship the name of the Lord together. And God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you all week. Yeah, just because you came. Just because you're here. Amen. You know, God does that. He recompenses us for those people that believe. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we're gonna go into we're looking into expanding or increasing divine increase. And today we'd like to talk about increasing our relationship with each other. Ah, you know, just we're so different, and that's one of the things that gets in the way sometimes. And hopefully, we can talk about this a little bit as we go through our message this morning. Amen. So, let's hear. I think we got it here. I have it on. All right. Can you just go ahead and shoot the next one, please? All right. Romans 14:19. And this is what this says, if you can read it. So then let us aim for harmony in the church. This is Paul talking to the Romans. He's talking to a group of people that are made up of different backgrounds. If you study Philippi, brother just alluded to it this morning, that in Philippi is where Paul and Silas were prisoners. And then, the earthquake happened, the jail keeper, he got saved. And then before that, there was a woman that sold purple, so robed. She was in the church. Not only were they in the church, but even the prisoners, some of them were in the church. So when you look at the Old Testament churches, or the New Testament churches, you see a lot like us. We're all little different, but thank God that tells us to be in harmony. Let us aim for harmony in the church. This is what we need to look at. This is not only going to help our church, but it's going to help you in relationships with others outside of church. It's going to help some marriages, hopefully, because you know we're different. I've heard it that opposites attract. I know that for a fact. Opposites attract. And there was a, you know, there's a saying that says opposites attract. And 2 months after the honeymoon, opposites attack. Yes, the very same thing you liked about that woman and you liked about that man, that he complimented you because you're so quiet and she's so lively. Well, you can't shut her up, and then you can't. Oh my God! Oh! Praise God! In the church, and try to build each other up. Gosh, if we can get beyond our differences. If we can get beyond what's so obvious before us and then get through there, we're going to be able to build up the church in harmony and in one another, and God is going to do things. I don't know if this needs batteries. It's all right. Yeah, there we go. Here's the next verse. It says, so now I'm giving you a new commandment. This is Jesus. Paul said this. Jesus is saying this. He says, now love each other. Just love each other. What the? Now, hold on a minute. That's a commandment that wasn't there before? He says, I'm going to give you something new. Yeah, because they didn't get along. Because back in those days, ear for an ear, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You do this to me, I'm going to revenge back to you. I'm going to get, the Hatfields and McCoys. We grew up in Saginaw. Some of my kids grew up in Saginaw. And over there, they had family feuds. The Lopez against the Martinez, and they were shooting, and they were, you know, all kinds of things. Because that's the way it was back in the old days. But Jesus is saying to these apostles, to these people, he says, I'm going to bring you something new. Yeah. What is new? Love each other. Come on, is it that hard to the apostles, to the disciples, to those people there, to love each other? Man, you know, I don't know if I come from a real loving family, because my dad never told me he loved me, you know, and that's okay. I've gotten over that. You know, they grab your head and they you know, they go, te amo mucho. Yeah. No, not my dad. Never see my mom and dad kiss. Oh, that's awful. I know. That's why I'm so bad. That's why, you know. Yeah. I need that commandment. I need that. Hey, we love each other. I had to have a different role model somewhere else. Okay, but we're different. Then he says, love each other just as I have loved you. Just as I've came to you and demonstrated to you. I lived it day in and day out. I'm giving you something new, something it's going to oppose what you have been taught. It's going to oppose what you have been living and what you've seen in your parents, what you've seen in your community. I want you to be different. You should love each other. Okay, that's good. It says, your love for one another will prove what? To the world that you are my disciples. The biggest challenge is he's throwing that word out there, love. So therefore, we go on to the next. Okay. The popular thinking today, how people think, what society thinks, how they live, how you've been taught, some of us. Okay? What is it? I can think any way that I please. I can live my life any way that I choose. I can use my body any way I desire. I can spend my money any way I want. I believe the Bible teaches any way I want. I can flip the Bible over and I can apply it to my lifestyle and it's going to be okay. That is what is the modern way of thinking. That's how a lot of us are associated with out in the world, out in our jobs. That's how some of the kids are being taught in school. That's just the way it is. Oh my goodness, we have to fight against that. The new commandment is love one another. We're different. Now, can you see that? Can you see? No, good. So I don't need to put the next slide up there. The reason I put that on is just to illustrate that there's some of us that can't see that. We're colorblind. Okay, so what does that mean? That means as normal as I look, well, as best, I have a deficiency. I have a shortcoming. I'm a little bit different than you. I wish I could see colors. I saw one time where a guy, that he was colorblind, and they fixed up some glasses so he could see the colors. He started to cry. He never noticed that there were so many different shades and colors. You know, you can't be a pilot or get pilot's license if you're colorblind. You can't be an electrician if you're colorblind. Can you imagine hooking up the wrong boom? Because you're different. Does that make me bad? I hope not. It just makes me different, and I have a deficiency. Each one of us, we struggle with different things, and this is what I'd like to prove today. I want to show you the positive, and then sometimes we'll go to the negative. Can we go to the next one? And anyway, there's a five there somewhere that... Okay, there it is. Okay, skip that one. Okay. What I want to do is I want to have you in your mind. There's a line, a straight line. We want to talk about the straight line first. The top is quick. If somebody that is, your personality is quick. You are quick. You're a quick thinker. You think things real quick, and you want to do things really quick. And then the bottom is relaxed. I don't know if everybody can see that. Relaxed. So there's two different opposites, okay? Remember, opposites are attract. And then we all have these kind of things. So, okay, so that's... Think about it. Where do you fit in between there? Are you really relaxed? Or are you really quick? Or are you kind of like in the middle? All right, then. Okay. So, that's not mine. Oh, excuse me. Okay. All right. You're going to get towed. All right. Let's praise God for that Toyota. Amen. Yeah. All right. Then the next thing is this line, this horizontal line, is relationship and task oriented. People that are relationship oriented, they're people that love people. They just love. Oh, why? You know, they get in and they. Must be the driver of that Toyota or something. They're people-oriented. And then there's other people that really don't care too much about people, but they really like computers and electronics and gizmos, and they really go down to task. It's those people that like to work at home and don't be bothering me. Or the truck drivers, they don't really have a lot of relationships with people. They just drive. Task-oriented. Okay, so we're going to divide all of us into four different kinds of categories. Okay, so we want you to look at this, and the first one is a popular, and this is what you have. It must be my mic. Popular, you're outgoing, storyteller, animated, spontaneous, good sense of humor, bubbly, loves people, makes friends easy, creative, colorful. That's you. That might be your son. That might be your daughter. Your kids are different one to another. Don't ever think your kids are going to be the same. And please don't try to make your kid like your cousin's kid. Please don't. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Don't compare. Don't compare our kids, man. My cousin had real nice hair, and he would paint, he would comb it like, back in the day, it was like Elvis Presley, you know, he put that little hair dangly in here, and my mom and dad would shave my head, and no, don't compare apples and oranges. Please accept them. This is one of the biggest things this morning, is acceptance. I don't understand. Is there something going on here? Yeah. Okay. It knows it. It's not the pastor speaking. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Just give me the hand mic. We'll do it that way. And anyway, don't compare. Did you turn it off? No? So in looking at different things, we want you to focus on you this morning. What? Okay, here we go. So we can talk about other people and other things that happen, but really, we just concentrate on you. If you know you're a popular person, that's good. That's what we want to know. All right. So you go there in that square. All right. You're more relationship oriented and not too much task oriented. You don't take out the trash. You don't like doing dishes. We can go on and on, right? You don't like to wash the car. I saw a bumper sticker that said, a clean car is a sign of a sick mind. Oh boy. So that's over there, right? Not task-oriented. Task-oriented is different, amen. Okay. Wives, don't ask your husband to be like your dad. My dad used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. He used to wash the car. And you're getting up at 9:30? Oh, no, don't do that. Sisters, brothers, don't expect your wife to make the tortillas perfectly round. That's okay. Don't compare her to your mother or your mother's cooking. All right. Peaceful. They're controlled, reserved. They're patient, they're friendly, good sense of humor, good under pressure, hides emotional, is relaxed, agreeable, not upset easily, diplomatic, good listener, easy to get along with. Okay, you go over here. You're a little bit on the task side and a little bit not too much of the relationship. So this is you. Remember, this is who you are. This is what. And I got this lesson from Raymond Woodward. And he's a good preacher, and I think you see him every day. The brother Aguilar posts Raymond Woodward. Perfect, analytical, persistent planner, schedule, idealistic, talented, creative, sensitive to others, neat and tidy, thoughtful, serious, purposeful, intelligent, perfectionist, in high standards. My goodness, that's where you go. I love my wife. She's in one of these because our room is always clean. Our bed is made every day with all the pillows and all the I'm thinking nobody's gonna come into this room. But it's clean, and I thank God for that. Otherwise, it'd be like a mess. I'm a messy. Let's thank God for perfect people, perfection, high standard people. Opposites attract. All right. Powerful. Adventurous, strong will, born leader, pervasive. Competitive, confident, outspoken, bold, resourceful, motivates people to action, organized household, goal-oriented. What kind of people go there? They're more, amen. The perfect is, I'm sorry, I like backtrack. The perfect is because they expect you to be perfect. They're not perfect, but they expect you to be perfect. So these are the four qualities. They're good qualities. They're awesome qualities. That engulfs all of us. We all have bits and pieces, and we're all in there somewhere. You might be a little more this way than that way. That's okay. Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is the shortcoming. This is the challenges that you have, that we have. If you already found yourself in there, these are what the challenges might be. For the popular, you're forgetful, you're exaggerating, you interrupt, while people are talking? He talks to everybody? Huh? He overspins? Ow. Restless? Can't sit? Kind of hyper? Oh, amen. You know, I fit the restless because when I was in first grade, they would tie me to my chair. They would put tape on my mouth. And when we walked to the cafeteria, I had to have a big sign that said, I will not run in the hall. And there I go. I was talkative. And you're unpunctual. You're not on time. Always late. How is that? You know, the people that are there early get punished when you don't start on time. And the people come in late. It's like, that's okay. Remember, we're all different. This is okay. We love you, each other, right? This is a new commandment. Love one another. Praise God. All right. Don't look too much at the negative, please. All right. So you go there. The next one, peaceful, unenthusiastic. You tell them something, you go, okay. Unenthusiastic, uninvolved. Let somebody else do it. That's not for me. Oh, come on now. Indecisive, hesitant, worrier, no opinion. What do you think? Whatever. Whatever. Lost in the crowd. You just, where's Emo or what's his name? Where's yes, Emo. Yeah. Mumbles. I don't think about that. He's detached. He's not engaging. He's timid and slow. Okay. All right. Sister, don't elbow your husband there now. Come on now. All right. Okay. And then perfect is hard to please. Withdrawn. Oh, my. Negative. Oh. Introvert. He's inside. Too sensitive. Oh. Moody. Spectacle. Loner. Critical. Will not talk. Depressed. Non-spontaneous, non-forgiving. You're up there. All right. Yay. We're getting closer to yours now. All right. Powerful. Unemotional. That's okay. If you're not up here jumping, it doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Ghost. Doesn't mean. It's all right, as long as you're inside. As long as inside you're jumping. As long as you're inside, you're raising your hand. As long as you're inside just worshiping God, that's all that matters, okay? You might be one of those unemotional people. All right, but there's some of us that are, we want to tear it up. We'll burn up this carpet. All right. Unsympathetic. It just doesn't have the feeling, the empathy to other people. Some of us break down. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah. We had a. There's the mic. I'm a mess today. Yeah. It's okay. Can you? Now it's really loud. Yeah. Okay, all right. You know, I had a couple come over, brother, one of the pastors now, and he brought his mother. His mother was from Tijuana, and they were pastoring her mother. His mother and his dad were pastors in Tijuana, and they got mugged. They got robbed. Somebody came into the house. They live right next to the church, and they beat him, and the pastor, the man, died, and the wife survived. And they were at our house having lunch. It was Brother David Veloz and his wife. They were over, and they brought his mother, and we were sitting there at the table after eating, and she starts telling us this story of how they came in, how they beat her husband. He went to the hospital and died, and she was all bruised, and she was saying it matter-of-factly, like, she wasn't feeling sorry for herself. She was just saying, this is the price we paid for being in that neighborhood and trying to bring the Word of God. And my sister was sitting right next to me. She was bawling her eyes out. Because this was a sad story. And she you know, that's the kind of person she is. And there's some of us that don't feel when people are telling us things. When we hear something, oh, what is this? We're unsympathetic, bossy, impatient, argumentative, domineering. Control, power and control. Those people that like to have power and control and say, you will do, you will. Oh, are we going to change? Yes. Can you change? Yes. Can you go? Can you switch sides? Yes. And this is what we're trying to talk about. Short-tempered, nervy, and tactless. Oh, my goodness. Some of these were pretty good. And some of these weren't that good at all. Oh, but what we're looking at is ye seek to promote their private ends, to follow their own passions and prejudices, they will be involved in strife and contention. That's from the Barnes notes. He that seeks his own thing, he that looks for his own thing, he that says people have to change, you know, we're the ones that need to change. Not the other person. Excuse me, please. Don't, you know, some of us got into marriage thinking we could change the other person. But it didn't work. It doesn't work. All it does is we just butt heads. We just allow don't try to understand each other either. Huh? The Lord, you know, they asked God, they asked the Lord Jesus, Lord, will you come? Will you restore the kingdom of Israel when you come? And then, you know what he said? It doesn't concern you. It doesn't matter. Don't try to figure it out. Just accept it. Just love them with what you have, what God has given you. You love them. You in return. That's what God is expecting of each and every one of us. It's to love us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. And this is the chapter of love. Look at all these wonderful things. Speaking in tongues, gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries, all knowledge, all faith. I feed the poor. I give my body to be burned. And if I don't have love, if I don't have love, think about it. Oh, man, look at the sacrifices. Look at how God uses. Look at, and you know, Paul is stressing, you guys that are stronger, you guys that are mature, you pick up and build up he that is weaker. Please, that's our job. It's not to boast. It's hard to think about all of that. God is going to use me, but if I can't love, what good is it? It is nothing. You are nothing. I need to change. I need to break down. I need to do something different. I need God to pour his love in me that I will be able to love, that I can show love, that I am. What is love? Is patient, is kind, is never jealous, is not boastful, is not proud, it's not rude, it's not selfish, it's not quick to temper. It doesn't lose its temper. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. No grudges. Oh, they did this, they did that. I remember years. Oh, no. Get rid of it. Love never gives up. It's going to work, brother, sister. Your kids are going to come. Your grandkids are going to come. Love never gives up. He never keeps reaching. The love of God is stretching out to your family, to your loved ones. The love of God goes out to the prisons, goes out to the jails, to the hospitals. Love, that's you. You have the ability. I teach you a new commandment, that you love one another. That you accept one another. I never gives up, never loses faith. He just keeps going, keeps going, keeps doing. Huh? Love is always hopeful. It's gonna be. Love endures through every circumstances. It's gonna make you, it's gonna get you all the way through. Love never fails. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause for love. Yes, I have the deficiencies. Yes, I have this. Yes, I have this. But God wants to pour his love towards me that I might be able to love and build up all of those things in Jesus' name. Love enters the very nature of the kingdom of God, because this is what love is. This is what this man wrote. That's again Barnes in his notes. He says, love enters into the very nature of the kingdom of God. It binds society together. It means it binds the church together. And unites the creature, the creator with the creature. Love unites God. His element is love. God is love. And our love together, meshed together in this world, in Merced, in the other, what cannot be done? What can we not conquer? We are more than, why? Because of the love that we meshed in Jesus Christ. It blends the interests of all the redeemed and all of the angels and all of God into one. We are one in him. Love just binds it. It just brings it together. It just unites us with God, because what I feel from God is because that's what I need. That's what I need in my life. Romans says, so let's stop condemning. Let's stop condemning. Let's stop looking at faults. Let's stop looking at, and let's stop condemning each other. This is Paul writing. He says, decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. You gotta love him. He's different. Yes, he's different. Yes, I don't understand. I don't understand him or her. But still, don't be a stumbling block. Dear, stop complaining. That's what he's getting to. He says, now we know. Now he says, now we who are strong in our convictions and faith, that's you guys, ought to patiently put up with the weaknesses of those who are not strong. Put up with it, brother. If they don't show up, don't condemn them. Don't say, where is he? No, say, oh, I'm praying for him. Pray for her. I totally believe in the groups that we're having. I believe in the groups. I love the groups, the cell ministries. I kind of miss, because I've been gone for a while, because I've been sick and so on and so forth. And I love the days, the weekends they would tell us to clean the church. Yeah, scrub the bathrooms. Yeah, and vacuum the whole church. You know how long it takes to vacuum this? In between the chairs. But you know, I have to tell you this, that when I would do that, I'd have to clean the vacuum cleaner with all the long hair. But I didn't mind. I didn't care. I worship God. I say, these women, they're worshiping you with their hair. Oh, God. Oh, God, that you can appreciate that, appreciate what you have. And God is going to bless you. So I guess we're going to clean sometime, Brother Ernie, I guess. I don't know. You that are strong, and just please, it says, put up with the weaknesses of those who are not strong, and not just please ourselves. Well, I came Wednesday. How about you? Where were you? Huh? Jesus said, which of these two men entered into his house justified? Huh? With that guy that stood up and he said all these. No, he says that one that was hitting his chest, the publican, that was just, yeah. Why? Because he was sincere. So let's put up with that and stop thinking about me. Selfish. Wow. Huh? Let's each one of us make it a practice to please his neighbor for his good. Please your neighbor. Try to do that, your helper. Who's your neighbor? You know, the Good Samaritan. The question is, who's my neighbor? Your neighbor's your kids. Your neighbor's your mom and dad, your husband, your spouse, your grandparent. That's your neighbor. Also the neighbors. But we're each other's neighbors. We look at that. God has redeemed us, brought us from all over the place to worship him. And then it says, to build him up spiritually. How can I build my brother up spiritually? How can I encourage him? How can I have that practice to lift him up and say, it's okay. We're going to get through this together. We're going to get through this together. And the church, then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. Isn't that what Jesus said? Go ye unto Jerusalem, unto Judea, to Samaria, to the end of the world. What? When they went that, the church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord. We become stronger, brother, sister. Your family gets stronger. Amen. Your marriage will get stronger. Our groups will get stronger. Why? Because we have that new commandment. Love one another. And with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, what happened? It also grew in numbers. Increase. That's what we want. Increase. And it started to grow. Job, it's not in there. Job, the last verse, the last chapter of Job, and the sixth verse, it says, and I kind of paraphrase it. He's talking to God, and at the end, he says, I hate myself. I hate myself. He went through all that. He go, you know the story of Job. He suffered. He got, and then he stood at the end and he said, God, I hate myself. He broke himself down, and then God multiplied him. And God wanted him to get to that point, but he was adjustment. But he went through that process of getting milled down to a fragment of a man. And then he claims and he says, I hate myself. Some of you could say, I don't like my personality. I don't like how I am. I don't like how I treat people. I don't like that I don't understand totally. Just please get down to the point and say, that's okay. I want to break away from that, Lord. Renew in me a new spirit. Renew in me a new heart. David said, give me a clean heart that I might be able to sing, that I might be able to show the people. That's what we're driving at this morning. I showed you the good, and I showed you the bad, that you might be able to ask God to give you that awesome power to love and to care for others. Amen. This is the test you're going to take at home. You can get it on the website, our church website, and you're going to take a test, and you're going to find out where you are, and then you're going to pray about it, and God's going to do the rest. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause this morning. I'm going to ask you to come up here. I'm going to ask you to come up. Those popular ones, I want you to come. Those popular. Let's go back to those. We're not do the negative. We'll do the positive ones. Okay, we'll do the positive ones. We don't want to. Okay, there you go. You're that adventurous, strong-willed. You that are controlling. All those popular. Come up, bring your family, bring your spouse, bring yourself, bring your character, and set it before God. Bring who you are. Don't think you're not who you are. You are who you are, and you know how you are. And this is what you need to present before God. And guess what? God accepts you just as you are. You don't have to change a thing. You just have to seek for His love and His approval in your life. Amen. So can we do that? Can we stand as the musicians come up and the choir comes up? But I want you to come up and I want you to meditate on those things. Oh, you look at yourself up there. Where are you in this? Are you a relaxed, quick, task-oriented or relationship? Just sit there and say, God, I know who I am. I know I'm a controlling freak. I know I'm a clean freak. I know I'm lazy. I know I have this. I don't understand individuals. I don't understand people. Some people bug me. Oh, just bring it to the Lord and just say, God, help me. Help me clear it that I may be able to increase in loving each other, loving and become stronger. This is what we want to do. We want to become stronger in the Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, it just moved in a great way so that we became stronger. Ah, Jesus, make me stronger in your word. That says, and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, they also grew in numbers. You that are strong, oh, hallelujah. Let's just pray, sister, brother. Let's just pray. Amen. You're not one of those that are going to come up. Just pray back there. You got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just allow God to move in a special way. Lord, you spoke to me today, Lord. You spoke to my character. You spoke to my personality. You spoke of who I am, and you spoke to me about my spouse and my brother and my sister. Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you right now that we can increase in love with one another, that we can understand one another. In Jesus' name, we're asking you, Lord. Wonderful God, hallelujah. Just break those barriers, sister. Break those barriers, brother. Amen. He's just still working on us. He's still working on me. Amen. Jesus, help me. I'm a special project. I'm a special project in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship Him. Just love Him. Just sing with us as we sing and the praises of His name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God. Yes, brother. Yes, sister. I'm there. I'm in that group, Lord. You see me, Lord. It's a character. Oh, I was born that way. I was born that way, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Increase in love.
Increase I am changing your presence. Saved by your power. Praise to life abundantly. I am changed in your presence, saved by your power. Praise to life abundantly. For it was amazing grace. It was amazing grace. It was amazing grace. Love saved me. It was amazing.